There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Gary, what is going on?
Lord have mercy, Brad Porsche, honey. Poor Gorilla Glue girl child. She gonna need some miracle drops and baby, this girl gonna need some go naked hair immediately. We'll explain.
And it sounds like NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers is off the market, y'all. Did he put a ring on Shailene Woodley's finger already? What?
Ooh, all right. And later on, I dish with my favorite mother, honey, Bevy Smith, about her brand new book, Bevelations. But first, what's up, head crack?
Oh, man, we got to say big ups to the Super Bowl 55 yes. champs, man, for 2021. Talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, wow. It is.
Hate it or love it, the GOAT Tom Brady broke his own damn record by being the oldest quarterback to ever score 3 touchdowns in a championship game.
Wow.
And took home his 7th Lombardi Trophy as well as his 5th MVP award.
That's amazing.
He is the GOAT, y'all.
And the thing is, I wanted Mahone to pull it off because he's, like, young and, like, you know, the dude that's, like, you know, supposed to be carrying the future of the NFL on his back.
Right.
But for Tom Brady to be able to once again prove that, hey, as long as you take care of your body and, you know, take everything you do seriously, you can do anything.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, though, head crack, we talking about him taking care of his body, but I remember when his poor wife was pregnant and he left her, but I guess she took care of her body afterwards.
Oh, Lord.
Probably to go play football. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So let's talk about these performances, y'all.
Her kicked off the
game with a soulful rock rendition of America the Beautiful. It was beautiful. And Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church performed the Star Spangled Banner and remixed that thing with a little bit of R&B and a little bit of country. One fan wrote, Jasmine Sullivan's voice is so amazing, always brings tears to my eyes, and posted a meme of Portia crying from one of the Housewives reunions.
They had to add me in there.
That was funny.
You were at the Super Bowl, Portia.
I was at the Super Bowl. This is a recent picture. You don't see the haircut?
Yeah, sorry.
The performance was insane, but I feel like she would have definitely given us that moment in Whitney Houston history if she sang a cappella.
Yes.
Okay?
It would have been over with.
Gary disagrees, y'all.
Now that she's no longer busting windows out of cars, I think she did do a great job, and she would have done a great job by herself, but not
Don't
like Whitney Houston.
Don't talk about that song. Love. That's how all of us women have felt before. I bust up windows out of your car.
That's right. Let's get into the halftime show. You know, everybody be watching that. Now, this was with The Weeknd. Was it just me, or did anybody else get dizzy with all of the twists and the turns with the camera and the lighted
There was a point, where I had to look
the
down.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, I got a little dizzy there.
The Weeknd had a field full of post-op mummies dancing, so you know the internet had
to
It was
crazy.
Giving me one
fan thriller
tweet.
Vibes. I like that part.
Fans went crazy over everything Chewy. One fan had tweeted, what my food sees while in the microwave. Crazy. And another fan tweeted, the Weeknd's dancers look like tethered Jason from Us. Okay?
Yes.
Right. But his voice was just so on point. Now, I could have done without the dizzy part. I ain't gonna even lie. Like that, all up in his nostrils like that, I ain't need to see that much of the Weeknd. Nah.
I just can't get Lamont Sanford out of my head when I see the Weeknd. Lamont Sanford.
I know.
From Sanford and Son.
I give it kudos to Weeknd, even going up his nose. It's a lot of pressure to make it big and fabulous.
And I miss his hair. Like, that made him stand out among everybody. That one nappy dread.
Exactly.
Or three.
Well, he didn't make the Super Bowl this year, y'all, but Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers still has a major reason to celebrate. Oh, what? Last week, we reported a smash alert between him and Big Little Lies star Shailene Woodley, but Aaron shocked everyone during the honor ceremony. Yeah, the NFL honor ceremony, revealing that he's about to jump the broom, y'all. What? Check it out.
So I'd like to thank my team, off the field, Ryan, Tommy, Lennon, Rebecca, Adam,
Oliver and Emil, Debbie, Jody Foster, Torpedo, Joey, AJ, Pat, all the boys there, my fiance.
Yeah! Right. Congratulations, man!
Hey, man, like, anytime you could keep a secret in these days and times and still have, like, you know, a little bit of your personal life and sanity together, right. You gotta applaud that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Because
you didn't have the media trying to pick apart their relationship before it got a chance to grow.
Right.
But you know what, though, head cracked out, but this is the whole thing what really bothers me, though, y'all. I mean, that's nice that he did all that, but he said to everybody else, he called everybody else's name, but he didn't thank his own fiance. And that's very tacky when a man does it, because that woman loves him, and he could at least call her name.
For Aaron Rodgers to settle down with Shailene, because Aaron Rodgers has been linked to so many women, Olivia Munn and all these other women. Yes. So for him to say, I'm getting married, y'all know how y'all men are. It just sounds like this is the one.
But
so
Sharon, y'all are missing a major point, yeah, though, honey. Beyonce wrote the song, Say My Name, Say My Name. He didn't say her damn name, and that's filthy.
I think Gary's triggered. Did somebody not say your name in a speech, Gary? What's going on, baby?
Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Well, moving on, this has got to be the most terrifying experience, y'all. And I'm dead serious. I am so not joking.
Man.
So a woman by the name of Tessica in New Orleans has gone viral. She has set the internet aflame. She has kept me up all night, every night. Okay, so here's the thing.
Ooh, help us, Lord.
She put Gorilla Glue adhesive spray on her hair. She didn't have, like, got-to-be or whatever, so she decided to mold her hair into a ponytail with this Gorilla Glue adhesive spray.
Damn.
So here's the thing. The woman's hair has actually been stuck in this ponytail. And might I add, ooh, it's laid. Like, the ponytail is beautiful, but it's been like this for a month. Okay?
Wow.
And it will not move. She's washed it. She's done it. She's done that. And if you don't believe me, take a look at this video, y'all.
My hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. No. It's not by choice. When I do my hair, I like to, you know, finish it off with the little Got to Be Glue spray. You know, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used this. Gorilla Glue spray. Bad idea.
Oh, my gosh, dang.
My Lord.
Portia, you know what on this? This was so solid on her hair that when she did one, when she put shampoo on it, nothing came out. What concerned me is that this stuff could be absorbed into her scalp and then into her bloodstream a month. Yeah. But I think she got confused with...
She's wearing her hair like the latest style. She wearing her hair like Portia wearing hers.
But
slick to her head.
I think she confused it with Gorilla Snot. And Gorilla Snot is the hair gel. That's the hair gel. It's both that gorilla in the title. And I think she just got it mixed up.
She hasn't yet said that it was a mistake or whether she knew on purpose that she was putting adhesive, but she ended up finally going to the ER, and now they have been trying to loosen her scalp with acetone and sterilized water.
Wow.
But the thing about it is acetone. She said that the acetone burns so bad. And if you know anything about Gorilla Glue, Gorilla Glue actually expands. So if you've ever used it, it could possibly be like expanding and tightening on her scalp.
Right.
Portia and Brad, let me tell y'all this, babe, honey. She gonna need some of those Judy's Miracle Drops, babe. And Portia, she gonna need one of those wigs, baby, from Gold Neck Line, honey, when she finished with it. So she can't even...
And guess what? We are gonna tag team her, okay? I done argued with her.
Hello.
I got
that's
you.
That's right.
Portia,
did you reach out to her yet? Portia, because she reached out to Judy already.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
We've been talking. I got
her
back.
She reached out to Judy.
As soon as we get this out, we are going to hook her up with a good Go Naked wig, and we're going to drop them drops on them edges, child.
Up next, Nicolas Cage's good behavior might have cost Kat Dennings a job. We will explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Woo! Hey, hey, hey!
What's up, Jerry?
What's up?
Hey, Jerry.
All right, we all know Candace Cameron Bure from Full House and Fuller House.
DJ Tanner.
But she just might be the queen of the Hallmark Channel. Candace has starred in, are you ready for this, 26 Hallmark movies.
Oh,
but she's here to tell you, it is not as easy as it seems. Sherry, would you do the honors and read what she said?
Oh, absolutely, Frank. I get that all the time. How hard is it to be in a Hallmark movie? Like, can I be in a Hallmark movie and I'm like, Are you a professional actor? No?
Right.
Then no, you cannot. You can be a background person. They're called extras. If you have a speaking part, then we're going to have to make sure you can do the job. Well, if that didn't answer the question.
A lot of people come up to me and say, I could do radio. I could do morning radio. Oh, yeah. I could be a DJ. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Stop it. Stop it.
Don't deny yourself, listeners. You can do this.
If you think you can get up and do what Frank does every morning with the snarky comments and getting us pulled into human... And look, Heidi, and getting us pulled into human resources every freaking day, you try. Right.
It's tough.
And we still don't get fired because of Frank. I'm telling you, you can't do that. Everybody can't do that.
All right, so Sherry, I think you're going to really relate to this story, just being an actress. And Kat Dennings, star of Two Broke Girls and Marvel's WandaVision, recently recalled an unusual audition with the one and only Nicolas Cage. And he's one of her favorite actors, so she's real excited. And the experience that she had with Nicolas Cage made her respect him even more. So she goes on to say, quote, I'm ready to get into the physicality of the scene, but I realized pretty quickly that he, meaning Nicolas Cage, is not going to touch me. So a scene where I am asking to be let go of and physically wriggling out of the man's grip became a miming session.
Wow.
But I understand and I respect that he made that decision. But at the same time, it was not great because I was like, I look like an absolute moron. I'm not getting this.
Oh, my gosh. There was an audition. I auditioned for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it was a scene where I was supposed to, like, be dancing with Will Smith. Now, Will wasn't in the room with the casting director, so I ran towards her, and she's like, don't touch me. I didn't know.
Oh, no.
And so you had to pretend like you were dancing with Will. I didn't book it. Queen Latifah got it because I probably look really stupid.
In an audition where you are supposed to do that, Sherry or Chewy, if you've ever had that, like a kissing scene, do you go, and here's where we kiss,
honey.
How does that work?
You mime it, and then you try to do another situation like they're touching your neck. You know, like you feel your face in place of the kissing.
I would get in so much trouble.
Unless it's with Idris Elba. If it's with Idris, you run and jump on him, straddle his hips, and you stick your tongue in his mouth. You will not get the job, but you will get a good kiss.
Well, now let's say hello to Headcrack, who has a fresh deal for all of us.
Okay, I see what you did there, Heidi. Yeah, let's talk about HelloFresh. Now, we told you about this fantastic service before. It gives you fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door.
All right, I'm hungry and I'm listening. What's up?
Well, HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less.
You know what? I love Headcrack. How I could just easily change how my orders for every week.
That's right, Gary. And you can easily adjust your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. And I love it because they offer 23-plus recipes each week featuring a wide range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients so you'll never get bored. And the meals are really delicious, y'all. And I made a real tangy tropical chicken dish the other night, and it came out slamming.
Ooh, I like the sound of this, Headcrack. Where can we sign up?
Brad, I got you. Go to HelloFresh.com/dish10 and use the code dish10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/dish10 and use the code dish10 for America's number one meal kit.
All right, y'all. Up next, I talk to the fabulous Bevy Smith about her new book, Bevelations, for lessons from a mother, auntie, bestie. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dish Nation. Listen, I am super excited for our next guest. I'm talking about Bevy Smith. Yes, the world-renowned radio, television host, the most special woman in entertainment to me, honey, and the most busty and glamorous one. You have a brand new book out, Bevelations. It's lessons from a mother, auntie, bestie. The one and only Bevy Smith, thank you so much for being here at Dish Nation.
Thank you. My little Portia Williams, I love me some you. You and I had the pleasure of working together a little bit over the summer.
Yep.
And I just absolutely adore you. And I'm so happy to be here with you.
Now, let's get into this book, which I am super excited about. How did you come up with the title, Bevelations?
You know, my radio show on SiriusXM is also called Bevelations.
Oh.
So it's a whole movement, darling. It's a whole movement.
One thing I do know about you, that when you do speak, you need to be listening, okay?
Yes, yes.
And Bevelations just kind of really sums it up for me, because all of it has meaning. And it's a nice little gem. Drop those gems. So when it comes to Bevelations, tell me your favorite Bevelation.
It gets greater later. Portia, here to tell you. It gets greater later.
Yes.
This is for everyone who feels like their time has passed them by, that it's too late for them to follow their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, my passion is silly. No, it's not. When you read my book, which is a self-help book, it's really all about following your dreams. I did it at the age of 38. I decided I wanted to be a TV personality.
Like, so for me, I am currently writing a book as well.
Oh.
Give me some tips. Give me some mother, auntie. Give me
that
tip.
I'm going to give you all the tips. Yes. So here's the thing, Portia, is that I would say to you, write a memoir versus an autobiography. And you need to focus on an integral part of your life that was a really big game changer. For me, I opened up my book when I had a full-on mental breakdown in Milan, surrounded by nothing but designer fashion gifts. Gifts I'm talking about. I didn't have to pay for nothing.
Yeah.
And I opened with that kind of a scenario because that was the game changer for me. I said, if I cannot be happy where Giorgio Armani and Gucci and Prada and everybody sending me stuff, then I know there's something really wrong with me inside.
Right, inside.
And I had to get to that.
I am excited. Everybody I know is excited about this book. Now, I gotta ask you a question. We're gonna do something really, really quick. Don't even try to prep nothing. Okay. I hope nobody told you.
Okay, no.
Tell me, what's the last thing you Google?
Oh, it was Bevelations on Amazon. That's the last thing I Googled.
So now, working in entertainment news, you know, we got to dish on everybody no matter what. But is there someone Miss Bevy Smith will not touch?
There are so many people I will not touch. Unlike many people in entertainment news, I am actually friends and have relationships with people. What I'm not going to do is catch a bag but stop a friendship. That's not worth it to me.
All right, everybody, make sure you grab your copy of Bevelations, Lessons from My Mother, Auntie, Bessie today. And also stay tuned because we have more Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms. At Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, I have a really important announcement. Please brace yourselves because this is going to be good.
Okay.
Salma Hayek vows to not stop posting bikini selfies anytime soon.
All right, yes, all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Salma.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't stop posting either. If I had her bikini body, I wouldn't stop posting bikini pictures either. Look at her.
If you work hard on something like that, you just got to show it off.
Mama is 54 years old. I love it. Selma told Entertainment Weekly that she has spent a lot of time in the gym and she has no shame. And you shouldn't, baby. She says she's happy. She took a lot of pictures and plans to spread the love every 2 weeks. Frank and Chewy, how y'all feel about that?
I'm gonna spread the love too when I look at those pictures. We love you.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias.
I mean, you look at the pictures of Selma Hayek in her bikini. She looks happy.
She also doesn't look like she's starving. There's a difference between looking at a woman who has a nice meal, she enjoys her life. She's not like stick thin where you're like, those girls are miserable. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's a portion of beans and rice.
Because she's Mexican, why does it gotta be beans and rice?
You know it was beans and rice.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.